It's a very cool time to visit the National Comedy Center, whether you've been before or have yet to come, because during the festival, we have a ton of events within the museum that are included with the price of admission, and a bunch of stage events at the venues throughout Jamestown. A few of the highlights, Sunday, August 10th, there are still tickets available. It's a really unique experience. Bill Murray, none other than the legendary Bill Murray, is coming to Jamestown with his Blood Brothers band. He's singing lead. It's a rock and blues band. And in that ticket, in that show, you also get four stand-up comedians who are phenomenal, one of which is Andy Huggins, which a lot of people have discovered online. He's in his mid-70s and has become a sensation. Tony Deo, who is a fan favorite, Jackie Fabulous, who became famous on America's Got Talent, and, of course, Ryan Goldshire, who I saw at a club in L.A. and said, I've got to bring this guy to Jamestown. So that's Sunday, August 10th, and what's neat, if you are there for the day, is that at 2 o'clock earlier that day, the Bill Murray music and stand-up show is at 5 o'clock, but at 2 o'clock, we have the head writer, the current head writer of Saturday Night Live, coming to Jamestown to do a stage event where we take a look behind the scenes at the creation of Saturday Night Live in honor of its 50th anniversary. And, I mean, this is the head writer. It's also the guy behind iconic sketches like the Beavis and Butthead sketch, Close Encounters with Kate McKinnon, the Chad series, and, of course, everyone's new favorite, Washington's Dream, which has become one of the most viewed, viral, and funniest, you know, thought to be one of the funniest sketches in Saturday Night Live history, starring our advisory board member, stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze. He donated the cue cards used in the creation of that sketch. If you haven't seen it, look it up right now. So those are also going to be on display at the National Comedy Center. We have a few new exhibits, our Saturday Night Live 50 exhibit, showcasing the creative papers from the first 5 years of the show. We also have a new Joan Rivers exhibit. We have her 65,000 jokes in a card catalog. She maintained her entire career from the 1950s through 2014. We're cutting the ribbon and dedicating that exhibit on Saturday, August 9th with Melissa Rivers in town. That's inside the National Comedy Center, included with your price of admission. The Streeter Seidel, head writer of Saturday Night Live event on Sunday, by the way, includes a ticket to the National Comedy Center or vice versa, or members get in free to that. So that's, you know, a great opportunity. Saturday night, August 9th, we have the legendary Jon Stewart. That show has sold out. And I have to say, we're all pretty interested to hear Jon's take. Jon Stewart is taking the stage live for the first time since, for example, the news of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert being canceled and a major shakeup in the late night realm. So other things going on that week that are not to be missed. Friday night of the festival, August 8th, many people leave the festival. They come to see the headliners, the big famous names, and then they leave and say, you know what was one of my favorite shows is the stand-up showcase. So that is on Friday night and features some of the best club talent that is otherwise only able to be seen at these legendary clubs like The Store in L.A. or the Comedy Cellar in New York. The Friday night stand-up live show, and there are still tickets that remain to this, features Adam Mamawala, who's been a writer for Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update, Shane Torres, who's been on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's been on Conan. He's been on After Midnight and on Last Comic Standing. And his special, in fact, was co-produced this past year, and it's called The Blue-Eyed Mexican in 2023. It was named a top 10 special of the year by Vulture, and that's a top 10 special of any comedy special that came out in 2023. We have Erica Rhodes, we have Aaron Jackson, who's known for being featured in Netflix's Tiffany Haddish Presents, and she's been on The Late Night. She's been on Late Night with Seth Meyers, on The Ellen Show, and on Conan. And finally, that night on Friday, August 8th, we have Seth Herzog, one of my favorites. He's the resident comic on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He's been on Chappelle's Show. He's been on 30 Rock and more. So that's really one of the best tickets to the festival, the Friday night. I mentioned the Sunday night, you get four great stand-ups and Bill Murray and his band. It's really a fantastic festival and so much going on. Inside the museum, we also have these talks and tours going on, celebrating 100 years of Dick Van Dyke. We have a talk purely about SNL where somebody kind of guides you through the Saturday Night Live 50 exhibit. We have a children's, a youth comedy improv workshop going on in the museum included with the price of admission. We even have a look at Madeline Pugh Davis, quote, girl writer, one of the foundational presences in the writer's room of I Love Lucy at a time when almost no comedy writers were female in the writer's rooms of these primetime shows. So it's one of these experiences where you normally have to travel really far to major metro areas to get this level of cultural experience. And so I can't think of anything better than laughing for 3 days straight. And there's still tickets available at comedycenter.org/festival.
How amazing is it to get all of these great names, especially Bill Murray, to come to Jamestown?
It's an extraordinary feeling because, like many people listening, Bill Murray's portfolio was required viewing in my house. So whether you first encountered Bill Murray in the mid-70s when he took over for Chevy Chase, actually in year two of Saturday Night Live, people often think Bill Murray was in the original cast. Chevy Chase was in the year one cast, left the show, and Bill Murray had those shoes to fill and, of course, became a sensation. But whether you know him from Saturday Night Live or Caddyshack or Groundhog Day or so many others, he's a legend in this art form. And when I spoke to him at SNL 50 at the after party in New York this past spring, he had heard about the National Comedy Center, of course, from his good friend Dan Aykroyd, who came to our grand opening. And so it feels wonderful to know that there's finally a place at a national level, congressionally designated, that is preserving the story of this art form and its history. So to tour people like Bill Murray through it and Jon Stewart is, you know, there's no greater privilege after a team in Jamestown worked tirelessly to build what has become renowned as one of the best museum experiences you can get anywhere.
And for those who are not members, how do they go about getting tickets to the festival and all the different events?
You can jump online at comedycenter.org/festival, or you can just call us at the museum in Jamestown. And the museum's open now, so if you feel like coming, like let's say you decide you want to get the membership because you want to go to the Streeter Seidel Saturday Night Live show and have free admission all weekend in the museum and come and go as you please, that membership gives you year-round free admission. It becomes your season pass. It comes with a couple of guest tickets. It's something that's really a great way also to support a nonprofit institution. Every dollar that comes into the National Comedy Center just goes into making the museum better and preserving the archives of these great artists who have helped us process the day's news and made us feel better throughout our lives and throughout our history. I also just love that it's a shared experience at a time when monoculture has become the thing and we're all on separate devices consuming media separately, watching our own things in our own little nooks. This is a chance to go somewhere and laugh together in a room, in an audience, whether it's the Tropicana rooms or the late night comedy shows, which, you know, you're in Jamestown, New York, but you feel like you might be at the Comedy Cellar or at the Comedy Store in LA, because you're getting that intimate club experience in a small room where there's crowd work going on and interaction, but you're seeing the greatest talents. In fact, Nate Bargatze, who's now one of the top touring stand-up comedians in the world, played our late night stand-up showcase just a few years ago before he had become a household name. So it's an excellent opportunity, whether you go to the late night shows or the stand-up showcase on Friday night, bring a friend, bring somebody of another generation, and laugh together. There's no better way to connect, and there's no better kind of regional vacation than to go to something that has been called the Cooperstown of comedy. It's also an opportunity at this moment, a milestone moment where the late night format has started to be called into question with the prevalence of streaming platforms and networks like CBS now canceling The Late Show, you know, which goes back to David Letterman in the early 90s. More than 30 years we've had this institution. You can go to the National Comedy Center. You can immerse yourself, for example, in the theater where we have the Johnny Carson experience. So whether you grew up watching Johnny Carson over the course of his 30-year career, or whether you're too young and don't know why you should care, we design the exhibits for everyone so that you can enjoy them and you can immerse yourself in an exhibit hosted by a hologram of Jimmy Fallon honoring the 30 years of Carson. And there's an entire chapter of that exhibit that surrounds you in the theater where you're seeing before your eyes the first time television debuts of a young Jerry Seinfeld, a young Eddie Murphy, a young Ellen DeGeneres. So it's, I just can't think of a better way to learn about your own nation's history culturally, but laugh the whole time you're doing it. So it's a great value, and it's a great time to come to Jamestown and Chautauqua Lake region.